VP fam, what's up, you guys? Your girl Shiro here with a quick one. I want to just drop this episode real quick, just a short one, because it's just something that's been on my mind, and I just wanted to go ahead and and get it out. I do this podcast at any time I have a chance, like whenever baby's asleep, or whenever I have just a moment to just get some few thoughts off my head. So bear with me, guys. Anyways, hope you guys have been having a good May so far. I don't know how to come at my own gay May, lakini. Happy May, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. My God, there's nothing like being a mother. Yani, there's no greater accomplishment, honestly, for a woman. And I'm not saying that for those people who cannot have kids. I'm not saying anything about people who don't want or choose not to have kids. That's your decision. But what I'm saying, out of my life and my experience, there's no greater joy than being a mother. A mother is like crazy, because it's crazy. And then it's just crazy. So, yeah, all of a sudden. But anyways, all in all, so I wanted to talk about something that, you know, has been on my heart for some time. I just want to kind of talk about, you know, just like, hey, as of late, you know, ever since I moved to Kenya, I just feel like I don't have any friends. And that's just what it is for me. Niko na a lot of family members, and I was telling my cousin the other day, well, actually she's like my aunt, and I was just telling her, because she was like, I want my kids to know my family, I want my kids, you know, she lives in America, so she's like, you know, I have very limited family, I have very little, you know, limited family over here. And I'm just like, I used to say the same thing, kila sana nilikuwa ngambo nilikuwa nasemanga, oh, I don't have any family. I only have my sister, my uncle. Yani, there's a very select, very few family members that live in America. While here in Kenya, there's a plethora. There's so many family members here in Kenya. So when I arrived here, and I think it was like around Christmas, I was just like, what? You know, niligongwa, nilichapwa kofi ingine, enye sitaisahau. I was hit with the harsh reality of realizing that the family that you choose, honey, the family that you choose, unfortunately, in this situation, is a bit more, let's just say, like, I didn't have an issue with family in America. I never had an issue. Yani, sikukuwa na shortage. I didn't have a shortage of family. I didn't have a shortage of people that loved me. I didn't have a shortage of people that supported me. I didn't have a shortage of people that wanted to see the best for me. I didn't have a shortage of people that will come through for me in case of emergency. I didn't have a shortage of nothing. When it comes to family, the definition of family, I didn't have a shortage of it. When it comes to blood relation with people, I had a shortage, because I only had a few blood-related people that I knew. But I had a very, very good family. Yani, people that I just felt like I could be me with, and be free and be happy and just enjoy life with, you know? Like, I want to lift you up. I want to just tell you my plans, and we can build on it. Like, that is the kind of stuff that I really miss. Because someone asked me the other day, like, what's the biggest thing that you miss in you know, from coming from America? And I'm like, excuse me. So far, I don't miss, yani, of course, kitu ya kwanza ilikuwa like the snacks, the chakulas, the nini nini. But the more that I become more and more health conscious, and I always say this, what's your favorite part about Kenya? I always say it's the food. The fact that you can believe, like, the food you're eating, the fact that you feel like, okay, you know what, it's actually, even though GMO is becoming a thing, I can say that majority of the food that we eat from, you know, our shamba grown from the farm to the fridge to your home, from farm to home. Uko ngambo ni ham tupu, ham. Everything you're eating is harmful. It's bad for your health. So many health issues start with foods that we are exposed to in America. And there's, you know, I've been watching more and more stuff online, you know, about all these people in America who are becoming health conscious and everything like that. And people just talking about how doctors have no intentions of, you know, healing anyone. They only have intentions of putting money in their pockets. And that's not something that we don't know, but it's something that we don't know how to go about, because we don't know how to go around it, because we're not educating ourselves. Kujua nikikula cloves itasaidia meno, nikikula nini hibiscus ita lower blood pressure, nikikula cinnamon ita lower blood sugar rate, nikikula sea moss itani boost in all the parts of my body. Okay, nikikula this, that, and the other, like, I'm going to help myself. Nikijipaka hii mafuta itanisaidia uso, itatoa eczema, itatoa psoriasis, itaso. Yani, like, we don't go the distance to think, to tumia akili kusema, this is what's going to help me, this is not what's going to help me. But going back to the earlier issue was the family manenos. I miss my family so much. And I'm not talking about the blood related. And no shade to the blood related, because, you know, shout out to you guys too. But there's something special about, you know, having this situation where you have no one. You feel like you're alone, and then you find refuge in these people that come through for you and show out for you. I don't know if I ever shared this story with you guys, but there was a time where I was drinking and driving after already being drinking and driving, after already getting a drinking and driving, you know, whatever, after already being caught by the police. Then there was another instance, you know, because I was depressed off of the first one. I linked up with my friend and we went to the studio. And by the way, that friend of mine is a star. And I was just thinking about that. Like, yo, I've been around a superstar in my life, regardless of if he's Michael Jackson or anaitwa Will Fargo. You know, if he's who, amani who. It doesn't matter, because in my lifetime, I've been around a superstar. And that is amazing to me. But anyways, going back to the story. So that same person that I left the studio with, I was over there lit. And I told myself, I'm not drinking today. I'm not drinking today. Yani nilikuwa nimekubaliana na self that today I'm not drinking. And here I go, drink. And I'm just like, bruh, why did you drink? So I get in the car and he specifically tells me, he says, let me drive, it's my car. You know, he was drinking too. We were both drunk, and for me, in my view, I thought that he was drunker than me. He was more drunk than I was. So I was like, let me drive because you're more drunk than I am. So I get in the car, and I'm with my other friends, and we're all driving. They're driving all cautiously because they know what they're up to. I'm driving like I'm at nini rally. Race, inaitwanga race rally, I'm inaitwanga nini. Oh, I'm in, inaitwanga 401k or whatever. What is 401k? That's totally something else. Whatever it's called, the racing situation. I feel like I'm racing through time. Yani, I'm going 100 miles per hour. I'm hitting, the foot is on the gas. Yani, I don't even know what the flip I was thinking about. Knowing my situation, knowing my that I was drunk, knowing everything. That's the thing about depression, bro. You know your situation. Unajua wewe ni mgonjwa. Unajua you have kids. Unajua you have responsibilities na kukojea nyumbani. You know you have things waiting on you, but at the end of the day, you don't give a damn. You don't care. You do not care because you don't care for yourself. So why should you care about those responsibilities? Why should you care about who's waiting on you? Why should you care about anyone else when you don't care about yourself? So that's what I was doing, right? I didn't care about myself. So I'm going speeding. And the crazy thing is, my intuition has always been so flipping fire, because I told him before we left the house, even to go to the studio, I said, if I get caught driving, we have to switch sides. We have to switch. You go into the driver's seat, I go into the passenger seat. So me, I'm driving, rally racing, doing all of that stuff. The police come behind me. Whoop. This is not Kenya. You can't just pay someone off. You can't just do whatever. You can't just be corrupt. So here goes the police behind me. I'm like, bruh. My God. Yani tena. And not again. So I go ahead and tell him. We talked about this before we came. Switch. Come on, let's switch. Now I'm biara karaka. Switch sides with me, please, because I'm going to jail. And if I go to jail, I'm gonna get deported. If I get deported, I never come back to America. If Jenny, I just effed up my life here. Please save me. That's what I told him, basically. In short. This man switched with no flippant hesitation. I can cry to this day, yo. To this day. I literally have tears in my eyes. That man switched sides with me with no hesitation, yo. No hesitation. And he didn't even, you know, by the time the officer came to the window, he didn't even have his seatbelt on. I didn't have my seatbelt on. We didn't have our seatbelt on because obviously we just switched sides. He got in the driver's seat. I got in the passenger seat. And he's asking, like, you know, what's going on? Why are you driving so fast? Blah, blah, blah. And the guy is just laughing. He's like, because it's not even like laughing at something is funny. He's like, I just did this for this girl. Like, that's crazy. He was in awe with himself. So, long story short, he ended up going to jail. We don't really go to jail when you get a DUI or drinking while driving or whatever. You just have to go to the holding cell. You speak to the magistrate when I could release, when I pay my bail and my bond and my what. And you deal with that stuff later. So me, I drive, imagine. Now I'm gonna adabu. I drive with some sense to get to my homegirl, to someone who can help us, his girlfriend at the time. And she gets the money, she gets herself together, she goes to this jail holding center or whatever. And we sit there and we wait. And then my friend who was with us, who was also at the studio, he was just like, what made you drive like that? And I can't even put into words what made my thought process do that, because right now I'm depressed. I still don't even know, because now in hindsight, Nazana, I was depressed. I was just acting out of sheer emotion and not of any mind. Sikuwa natumia kichwa hata kidogo. Akili ilikuwa imekoma. So, nilikuwa tunaonesha tu hawa watu, like, I didn't have any control of my life. I didn't, because I did not. So, I think that was it for me. I think that happened. That was a last strike for me. Because I realized that nilikuwa natupa tu maisha. Like, there's nothing that I'm doing with my life. I'm not doing anything. I'm not doing a thing. And people didn't judge me. They didn't say, Shiro, hey, yeah. But my homegirl, my real best friend, one of my good friends, she was like, you're becoming an alcoholic. And as much as we like to get lit with you, it's not doing what it's supposed to do. It's not giving what it's supposed to give, honey, because you're losing it. You're no longer our let's get lit Edna or Shiro that likes to have a good time. You're now becoming an alcoholic. You don't have yourself together. And I had to take a real moment within myself and look at that. And that's what I say about family. You get me? The fact that those people, even I told my sister, like, yo, you know this man just switched sides with me when the police were behind me. And even my sister was like, hey, imagine, see, ata mimi sidani. I don't think I would have done that. I don't think I could have done that for you. And I spoke to so many people and they were like, I don't think I would have done that for you. And that's my family. That's my blood relation. And here my best friend, my good, I call her my sister now. She's here telling me, like, you know, you're an alcoholic. And my people that are my blood related weren't telling me that I was an alcoholic. They just saw nothing wrong with it because I was still functioning. I was still going to school. I was still making good grades. I was still had a job. But inside, mentally, I've been drinking all alcohol for the past 5 days. Did you check on me? Yani, hata hujaniangalia. Hata ujui kama niko fiti ama niko mwaje. I am out here struggling and nobody knows. And my family is all the way in Kenya, so how the hell are they going to help me? And my family that's in America, they don't know what's going on with me. They just see that, you know, I'm trying and whatever. They call me, I call them. We have conversations and nobody really knows what's up. So all that to say is, the family that I built in America, bro, the family that I had in America was everything, everything, everything. Because the things that they did to look out for me, to make sure I was good, when I was crying, they'll come after me and see if I'm good and check on me. Yanni, when I was leaving, they had a party for me. I've never been celebrated when I've been here in Kenya. I've never been, even on this Mother's Day. I had a family member here, and they didn't give a fuck. Excuse my language. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to keep on reiterating the same thing, the same thing, the same thing. But this is what it is. If I don't hold myself up here, if I don't take care of me, daumia kingine nyata sielewi. But the thing about that Shiro that was being crazy and alcoholic and the Shiro that is now is truly kitu moja tu enye ni Mungu. Na huyu mtoto yangu hapa unamsikia in the background. God. God has turned my life around. Because even when I had all that family over there and all those people to take care of me, I had to deal with myself first. I had to sit myself down. And even another time, another instance, I was in the club with my boyfriend at the time in America still. And I'm just drunk out of my mind. See, alcohol had me in a chokehold, man. And that's why I'm telling all these people that I know who are alcoholics, I've been you. Imagine nilikuwa wewe. I've been you. I've been drunk out of my mind numerous of times. It didn't just start today. It didn't start to yesterday. Yani ilikuwa for a minute. It was for a long time nilikuwa ka cheesy up. Alcoholic, and I had to literally make the decision that I don't want to do this anymore. My boyfriend at that time, he was like, I think you should stop drinking. Like, he didn't say, I don't want to be with you if you don't drink, or nothing like that. He just said to me, I think you should stop drinking. And I said, you know what? I think I should, because I literally showed my ass, okay, in front of him. And if he was a lesser man, he would have left me right there and then. Because I was playing myself, and I was playing him in the act of playing myself. Nilikuwa namwongelesha vibaya, nam just disgusting. My behavior was disgusting. So, mimi nasema hivi, I say all this to say this. Choose the people that love you. Don't choose your family because of ati we are blood related, nini nini ujinga mingi. Choose who chooses you. Choose who checks on you. Choose who loves you. Choose who makes sure you're good. Choose who will go above and beyond you for you. Choose who you go above and beyond for. Choose who gives you peace, gives you authenticity, makes you feel like you can be yourself. Choose who you can talk to about your business ideas, alafu wanakusaidia, wanaona kama utagrow. Choose watu wenye watakucelebrate. Choose the people that will celebrate you. When you win, when you have a victory, when you have a freaking milestone, choose the people that rock with you till death. Yani, they will rock with you. They will see you through. They will be honest with you. Atakwambia, hey, sahi, I don't think you're doing too well. I don't think you're living your best life. Choose who you can be sober around. That's a big deal, bro. People that you can be sober around and in alignment. Like you get along, regardless of the fact that you're sober. Because a lot of people need alcohol in order to have conversation with people. Liquid courage. Sometimes you need to be high. Smoke you some good tree so that you can be able to have a conversation with someone in their authentic self. But if you can be sober and have a real conversation and feel good and nourished in your soul with talking to someone, choose that person. Choose the people that rock with you. Choose the people that will give to you. They'll give back to you. And you give to them. And it's a reciprocity. You are equally giving what you're taking. And they're equally taking what you're... Yani, mna give to each other, mna take from each other. Hakuna mtu ana, no one feels used. No one feels like they're abused. Every single thing has to be fucking trivial with some people. Everything you have to think, sana, even the words, I don't want to walk on eggshells around you, and I call you my family, and I call you my friend, and I call you someone that I rock with. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. Point blank in the period, bruh. I do not want to do it. I don't want to have to think about, oh my God, who did I leave my child with? Are they going to be safe? And you're my blood. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. That's what I'm saying. Like, the things that I left in America, F the TVs, F the kitandas, F the vitu zote, F iyo mafchakula, F the luxuries, F iyo yote. I don't give a damn. What I miss the most is my family. And that's not blood related. The people that I chose, my circle, my team, my people, my friends, the people that rocked with me, supported me, took care of me, you know, emotionally, mentally, physically, financially. Shoot, whatever. However they came through for me spiritually. Even I had the deepest conversation with my friend the other day. And that's something I could never talk to nobody here about. Because they're just not there. And it's not because they choose not to be there. It's just because that I haven't met them. I haven't met that person that makes me feel like I can be me, authentically me. And yes, while here in Kenya, I said you can be your authentic self, because you get to, I think that's anywhere you go, somewhere new, somewhere that people don't know you. Yeah, you have to be yourself, because that's the only version of you that will survive in any climate. You have to keep being you, because in order to not lose yourself in a new surrounding, in a new environment with new people, you have to just tap into the authentic you. And that's what I've done here in this Kenya. Like, I've had to choose me, be me, but it took a hell of a long time. And I just realized the other day when I was showering, I've been in abusive-ass relationships with people that are supposedly my family and supposedly the people that I'm building with. I've been abused every way, every flipping way, trying to survive in this Kenya while I've been here. And the people that met me here have been no better than any abusive people that I've lived with in Kenya when I was with my blood again. Abused, abused, abused. When I met people that were not my blood, then supported me and didn't abuse me and didn't take advantage of me, I knew better. I became myself. I chose me. Then I came to Kenya and I had to put myself in the suitcase. When I unpack, I had to put me in the suitcase so that me can be protected. Me can be safe. I can be safe. You get with me? And then I had to put on my armor. Nimeka ma muguki, nimeka ma daggers, ma slas, ma pangas on my body day in, day out. I had to protect myself, to protect me, to keep me safe. Because I can't be me and be happy. Because for the last 2 years, I have been on survival mode. I've been fighting for my life. Because the people that I met here have not had my best interests at heart. Leaving somewhere where I was so comfortable, where I was so loved, where I was so sheltered, where I was so protected, where I felt so free within myself, within my surrounding, within the people that loved me and cared for me. I felt free with them. And then I came here and I was slapped with the reality. Nearly Chapwa Kofi Kali. Because I had to survive. Sasa. I had to survive. On top of the fact that I left America unwillingly, without it being my 100% decision. On top of the fact that I had to leave my family, my friends, my job, my life, my happiness, my nephews, my everything behind. I had to realize. Yeah, he's come and save me. I had to be on defense the whole time. So now that I've gotten a piece of my own freedom, now that I've gotten my child, now that I'm starting to reestablish relationships that are true to me and true to self, and true to my core needs, my emotional needs, I'm not letting that go for nobody. Nobody. Okay? Because people, they don't really know you. They don't really know you. Hey, they don't really know. I've been drinking more alcohol. Thank God Aki Mungwalin deliver from that alcohol. Because right now I would have been drunk, not taking care of my child, leaning to things that don't, you know, that don't feed me, don't fill me up, don't do nothing for me. And that's why I was saying the other day, like, now I can call people and ask them how you're doing. And pray for them and actually be there for them. and actually have advice for them and speak to them, because I'm no longer coming from my empty place. I'm have something in my cup. Sasa, finally niko na kikombe, iko na kitu. Hata kama ijaja, even if my cup is not full, I at least have, you know, something in it. I at least have something in it. I can operate from a better place now. I can operate from I can go into my business at a better, with a better energy, with a better attitude. I can do this podcast from a better place, because this whole time I've been smothered in defense. I've been on defense the whole 2 years I've been here in Kenya, and finally sai sasa ndio nimetoka defense mode. Sai ndio niko na sasa a bit of happiness to operate from. With my child, with my new home, with my business, and the people that I'm, you know, becoming to know in my business, and in the arena that I'm in, even opportunities were coming to me left, right, and center. And that's what it is: chaos, chaotic. Chaos doesn't mean that opportunities don't come. It just means that you have to pick how are you going to handle these opportunities in the midst of this chaos. And that's why you have to remove yourself from chaotic situations so that you can live your life the way that God has created it for you. But if you're constantly trying to people please, I want to be as nice to this person, I want to be nice to that person, I want to be, you know, respectful to this person and that person, and meanwhile they don't give a damn about you, but because of the way society has made it seem you have to respect this person, you respect your elders, you respect your family members, you respect these people, they don't give a damn about you. They don't. So why in the hell am I going to give you all my energy when you don't have no energy for me or my business or anything that I'm trying to do? I am picking myself, man. Ndajichagua kila saa. And I said this. Maybe I didn't show nobody how I'm supposed to be loved. That's why I was so abused. I didn't even show you how I'm supposed to be loved. I didn't even show you that you... Even the other day, for Mother's Day, sasa, nilijinunia kasa, nilijinunia, I bought myself roses and a watch. And I'm saying that's my standard. Meet me there. Meet me there. And that's the bare minimum. A gift and a fruit and saini kona watu wote around me. And no one can even tell me Happy Mother's Day. For my first Mother's Day. Nobody can even tell me that. I have to go buy my own roses. And I have to go buy my own gift. And I have to initiate the gift process. You understand what I'm saying? But it's okay. I don't mind. Because I have to set the standard. Because obviously, siku set standard yangu. Because I was so busy on defense mode, I could never show you who I am. And how you should step around me. And how you should respect my boundaries. And how you should move around me. Because I was so busy being defensive. I didn't care if you were on the offense or the defense or what side you were on. I just was protecting me. I was just making sure I was good. You understand what? Without taking care of the basic need of showing you who I am and showing you what I deserve and showing you my standard. And I started this podcast talking about the standard. Lakini nikafika hii Kenya nikashindwa kuonesha watu my standard. So nikaenda nikakuwa abused every way, physically, emotionally, spiritually, because people don't give a damn about me. Because I don't, obviously, when I operate, I once again on depression. I was depressed about leaving America. I was depressed about the people that I found here as my family, as you heard on the podcast that I did not too long, you know, the first year I was here. I was depressed about the whole thing. I was depressed. And I realized I was floating through life. Nilikuwa tu na float tu. Unajua watu wana floating tu. And there was a series of my church, Transformation Church. They were talking about how people are numb. I don't feel. You don't feel nothing. You're just floating. You're just going through the motions of life. You're just going. Giving birth, I was just going. Everything just hit me now. Like now that I'm finally getting my senses back. Now that I'm finally understanding myself again. Now that I'm back to me. I start to feel like, yo, I have a child. Like I was there. Like, what? Because that whole time I was just floating through life, floating. I was defensive, I was on defense mode, and I was floating. I was just flowing through life. Na flow too easy. Hata sijielewi. But I know that I have to do these things. I'm consciously not there, but I'm there. I'm doing things that need to be done, but I'm not there. I'm just floating. just floating through life. And if it wasn't for, you know, the memories of the people that do care for me and the support that I've had, and now seeing a physical person here, my son, to keep me grounded, to keep me, you know, feeling, to keep my senses awake, I don't know what I would be. I don't know who I would be. I don't know what I would do. But I thank you, and I say God. God always understands the assignment. God always understands the assignment. Because I'm telling you, I would have been dead right now. Suicidal. Kabisa. Tamasiki kwa na yo Holy Spirit. I had a juicy too, like maybe February, March. I had a disgusting depression. The only reason I was getting up was because of my son. Because my son needed me. He needed to eat. He needed to get out the room, get out the under the covers. He needed to move. But he was so gentle with me. And that's how you know kids are good. Kids are blessings. Because he was so gentle with me. It's like he knew that I was going through something. But I didn't have the movement in my spirit to get up. I didn't even have it in me to amuka, ata kuamuka. But God did. So once I just had the moment of realization, like, oh my God, I'm tripping, I just was so thankful to have that. To have, you know, I played some gospel music. I tried to do whatever I could do to get myself back from damn near death. So once I did that, you know, once I was listening to the gospel music, I was like, forget God. I don't care about this. I don't want to hear nothing from God. I don't want nothing to do with God. God is a joke. You know, God is not here. He's going to have me here depressed for 2 years. That's crazy. He's going to have me on defense mode, surviving mode for 2 years. That's madness. I don't want nothing to do with God. But once I took a nap, listened to that gospel music, and it seeped in when I was sleeping, woke up, felt new, started praying, started getting myself back together. Slowly but surely. Ndo hiyo sasa, nikarudi form. Na nikauliza Mungu, do something permanent in my life. Make a permanent change in my life, God. I'm tired of living like this. I need a permanent solution, Lord God. I need a permanent solution. I'm tired of this. And not too long ago, Mungu akanza kunisikia. Nikama akanza kukam. He started coming and he started presenting himself in my space. And I started seeing him, feeling him. And I started seeing a difference in possibilities. And that's what I'm talking about. Like, even if you don't have nobody, even if you have nobody that you can feel like yourself with and you can be authentically you with, and you feel like you have nobody, you have God. God is always with you. And God is going to put the perfect person in your space when you need him, when you need it. Like, when God knew I was going to die off depression, God gave me a child. When God knew I was drinking and driving, and if I made another offense, God gave me that person that came through for me and switched sides without hesitation. When God knew I needed this and that, even that ex-boyfriend would tell me, you need to stop drinking. God knew. God knows what to do and how to do it. So just give him the opportunity, give him the grace, give him the stage. Umpe room. Give him room in your life to do what he gotta do. Because he's gonna do it, and he's gonna do it just the way you need it. I don't even know how this all came about, but it did. And I thank God for this opportunity, and I thank God for this platform, because he's the one who led me to do in this podcast. And now I'm thanking him because I'm happy that I can give my testimonies on this podcast, because I shame the devil. I shame him. He tried me. Alijaribu kunimaliza, lakini bado niko hapa. I'm still standing, and I still got it. And actually, I got it even more now, because I'm actually in a better space. Thank you for seeing how my journey is. Even if I feel like I have nobody, I got everything I need. Even if I feel like I'm by myself, I got everyone I need. And that's that. And that's facts. Thank you so much for taking the time out to listen to this podcast. Thank you for being with me for this long. Thank you for everybody that clicks play. You are the real ones. And, you know, whenever you decide to get on the journey of God, and whenever you decide to, you know, love him like I love him, hey, turn up. You're going to feel the difference of living a life with God and living a life without. Facts. Love you. Mwah.